This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
To Roseanne from Community Waikato, and very fortunate to have in the studio with us today Zalara Holden and Danielle Williams from Meet the Need charity. Welcome, ladies.
Hello.
Hi, thanks for having us, Roseanne. Oh, look,
it's really great. Obviously, Danielle, our paths have crossed in quite a few different times across the community sector, and when I heard you were moving into a role with Meet the Need, it was like, hey, great, wouldn't it be a great opportunity to invite you along and hear all about this new charity and what you do out there and maybe how people could potentially look to support you going forward. So, great to have you both here, so thank you for that.
Oh, thank you so much for having us, Roseanne. It's awesome to get to be here and, yeah, share a little bit about what we do and connect with you in another way too.
That's true, yeah. Once you're in the community sector and, yeah, you know, it's a really great network to be a part of, and it's amazing how these touchstones in many different ways across people, yeah. So, Zalara, in your role, general manager, I believe, is it?
That's correct.
So maybe we can start with you and just a little bit about how Meet the Need came about.
Yeah, fantastic. So Meet the Need came about 4 years ago now. Wayne Langford and Siobhan O'Malley, two farmers, realised there was a massive need when they went into a local food bank and donated some home kill, and the food bank was just overwhelmed with the fact that they'd received so much meat and hadn't had access to meat for a while. And hence the thinking began, a partnership then formed with Silver Fern Farms, and allowed farmers to donate livestock, and that was then converted into mince. So kicked off during COVID in a time that, you know, there was increased need, and it's, you know, only grown since that massively.
Yeah, so obviously you talked about the food bank. So how many different organisations, you know, does Meet the Need now support? You know, sort of what's the growth been over the sort of last 3 years?
Yeah, so we support 132 food banks or community organisations nationwide, sort of from the top of the North Island to the bottom of the South Island, on a monthly basis. So, yeah, huge increase for us over the 4 years. We've delivered over 2.1 million meals.
Wow, that is a huge number, isn't it? Yeah, amazing. Wow, great, yeah. And so you talked about nationwide, and did it start sort of around, where did it start? Where did it originally evolve here?
Started in the South Island, so started in Canterbury, and then that just kind of slowly grew across the island and then up to the north. So it's just been fantastic. Farmers jumped on board. Obviously from the South Island, and it just massively increased. Once all those farmers jumped on board and there was that additional meat and meat supply coming through, we knew that we could increase to the North Island, which is just, yeah, phenomenal with the support that we've had from farmers.
Great. And so, you know, without going into too much detail, so obviously farmers come on board, they provide you the stock that's then obviously doing their bit to support communities, and then it obviously gets distributed across the country. Yeah. Oh, that's great to hear. Now, we were talking about they also now branched out a little bit, or diversified, I suppose, now, about also milk. Is that right as well?
Yes, that's correct. So we had Miraka and Fonterra come on board under our Feed Out brand, which is the milk distribution. So that's UHT milk from Miraka and milk powder from Fonterra that goes to our food banks as well.
Okay, I can understand that now, because obviously if it sits on the shelf for a few days and it's not in the freezer or the fridge, it can still be distributed around the countryside.
Yes.
Yeah, no, that's great. And is there any other plans at this stage of diversifying any more, or anything you can share with us? Or is it sort of like, no, you know, we've got some ideas, but just can't share just yet?
No, look, protein, our main focus is high nutritious quality protein that's NZ grown, right in New Zealand. Nobody in New Zealand should be going unnourished. So we have been really fortunate to have New Zealand pork do a really big donation to us recently. And we've had some pork farmers come on board. So Pātoa Farms have come on board, and that's enabling us to reach additional food banks in the Canterbury area to sort of support our wait list of food banks now. So, yeah, definitely on the look to see how we can branch out and just, and it's great to have more choice for people as well.
Right, so this is, it looks, sounds like it's a bit of like a shout out to pork farmers or sheep farmers, maybe.
Everybody.
Even, who knows, maybe a bit of venison thrown in there as well.
Yeah.
For other farmers. And so if a farmer is listening to us and they're like, actually, this is something I'd really like to do, to be able to give back to community, who do they reach out to? What's the process for them?
They can go onto our website. So on our website, we've got a donation form, so they can donate milk solids through there with the processor, or they can donate their livestock. So whether it's cattle, sheep, deer, lamb, or pigs now, we'll put them in touch with the right people and make it as easy as possible for them.
Right, sounds good. And also too, I saw on your website that, you know, if you maybe are not a farmer and can't provide the produce as such, but you may want to still support the charity in some way, you can maybe, if it's a donation. So I believe that's also an option, is it?
Yep, absolutely. We will always take cash donations. We'll not complain. There's also a text to donate number that people can do that just as a quick $3 donation, I believe it is.
Yes, less than a coffee.
All right. And I'm going to put you on the spot now. Do you know that text number off by heart?
2662.
2662. So if you text 2662, it's an automatic, is it an automatic $3 donation?
Yes.
And that goes to Meet and Aid. That's great. You know, and I know it's something that's sort of started to evolve over the last few years is, you know, hey, look, it's just a $3 text. You know, you've seen that. You know, a few charities are using that method now, and hopefully, you know, it'll just continue to grow. As you say, it's probably half a coffee these
yes.
days in some places. The way the price of coffee is going up, isn't it? So maybe, by texting twice, there we go, maybe twice a week, that's just one coffee a week you have to give up, isn't it? No, that sounds good. And obviously, on your website, you'll have where it's got like a probably a donation. Have you got a donation tile or something on the website where if they want to donate, they
yep,
can go to?
Top menu. They're easily found.
Right there, looking at you as soon as you get on there. And what is your website address? So if anyone's listening wants to go on and have a look right now.
www.meettheneed.org, and it's M-E-A-T.
Yeah, and we were just talking about that off air. I think that's fantastic. Obviously, the founders came up with that, you know, meet the need. They're wanting to meet the need of our communities out there that are not doing so well. But also, too, it's really sort of, you know, really articulating the fact that it's the meat that they're providing. And obviously, you've just talked about how you're looking to diversify a little bit. But I think however that name came about, who knows, whether
yeah.
it was in the milking shed or the farm shed or the wool shed or whatever it might be. And, looking at, what is going to be the name of our charity going forward? So the founders, are they still involved in the organisation as well?
Yeah, so Wayne Langford is still on the board, which mm-hmm. is fantastic to have him there. And Siobhan's not on the board, but she's still really active and, you know, keeps a close eye, and we have a good chat every now and again just so she knows what's going on, and she's just really supportive. So, yeah, it's fabulous to have them still part of the journey, and I think for them to see where we've gone to and how we've grown, they're both really proud of the success so far.
Yeah, and might be putting you on the spot here, but be keen to do a real shout out to the other board members that are currently...
Oh, look, we've got, an amazing board. So our chair, Julia Jones, they're all volunteers, and so taking their time to really support from their governance perspective. We've got Nick Fisher, who's with MediaWorks, Shaheen Jung from Fonterra, Greg McSkimming, who's part of Silverfern Farms. We've got Joe Hay, who's a sheep and beef farmer, Nikki Mackay, she's with HR sort of from FMG.
I'm really putting you on the spot here, aren't I? Yeah, you're trying to.
No, I was just checking if of. And we've got Cheyenne Wilson. She's just phenomenal.
All right.
With her work. So, yeah, look, we've got an amazing board. They're extremely supportive. And yeah, they do a phenomenal job to where we are. You know, 4 years, a charity that has grown significantly. It takes a lot of hard work and effort from everybody to get where we are.
Yeah, no, it certainly does. And it sounds like you've got a great diversity on the board of people that are obviously in sort of the industry itself,
yes.
You know, the sheep farmers or whatever they might be, but also two people involved as the, you know, sort of the FMG, as you were saying, you know, involved in that rural industry and Fonterra. Great to have all those connections on board, isn't it? So
yeah.
Obviously Wayne has done very well to be able to bring all those people together. And it's fantastic, as you say, big shout out to them for, you know, giving up their time to sort of do the hard work that they do. And being on a couple of boards myself, I know it's not just a matter of turning up to a meeting. There's lots of work prior to the meeting, and then obviously, you know, after the meeting there'll be some tasks. I'm sure they've all been allocated along the way.
Yes, yeah, and that's it. It's just, it's taking that time, and they all have a real passion, and they're there because they're passionate about the cause.
Yeah, no, I can definitely see why they would be passionate about it. Hey, look, this is, I think, a great opportunity for us to have a little break and just listen to a little bit of music from Fleetwood Mac. Welcome back to Connect with Community Waikato on Free FM 89.0. You've been listening to Roseanne, and I've had in the studio with me here today Zalara Holden and Danielle Williams from the charity Meet the Need. So it's great to have you back to have a bit of a further chat about this amazing charity and all the people that are involved, from the founders, the board, the staff, and obviously the volunteers out there helping. Now, what we haven't talked about yet is about how you can become a champion.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a champions program, which is essentially our volunteers, but just people who are really championing our cause in the regions all across the country. People who are just keen to be involved, get out there and find ways that we can engage with farmers and other local communities just to spread the word about what we do, and just find opportunities for us to fundraise, be involved, get in front of people just to share more about our mahi and how they can be involved as well. So yeah, if you are interested in our cause and want to champion it, we would love to have you involved. And again, that is also just on our website, pretty clearly on the menu. Become a champion, fill in a little form that'll come to me, and I can give you more information on that.
Right. And have you, I know, only very, you know, fairly still new charity, but have you got any champions that have come on board that sort of maybe have a bit of a profile, or it'd be fantastic to have someone with a bit of a profile behind them as well? Or is it just sort of anyone who wants to be a champion can come along?
Anyone who wants to be a champion can come along. I mean, we have some ambassadors who have a bit more of a profile, but they're not necessarily champions. They're just using their platform to help us. But really, we're looking for people who are connected in their communities, who are happy to, you know, give us a plug when and where they can, and let us know what's happening in their community that we might be able to utilize to share what we do within that. So anyone who is keen to be involved in that capacity would love to hear from them.
Right. And I suppose, you know, we've got the traditional things like the local those farming sort of community events that come up near the end of the year. I've just lost the word of what those shows are that travel around.
AMPs.
Thank you. That's it. Yes, the AMP shows. Although there's probably not as many around the country as there used to be. And I'm sure that's just a sign of the times, people too busy, commitment, I suppose, of people, and the fact that there's so much more on these days. But I think there are still a few AMP shows around.
There definitely are, and I think that utilising platforms like that is really important too, because people kind of talk about a rural-city divide, and we're trying to essentially break that down. We're really... farmers are providing to food banks all across the country in the cities, and it's just a really great opportunity for people to understand both sectors, really, and sides of our beautiful country.
That's so true. And another opportunity might be, I know a lot of the schools, especially just on the perimeter of the urban areas, with their ag days, their, you know, little field days. My little great niece just up out of Pukekohe, and they've got their ag day coming up next Friday. Today, yeah.
What's she entered? What's she entered as part of her ag day?
A little lamb.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, a little lamb. And obviously this Friday's the end of the school term, isn't it? So,
it is.
Obviously they're having it just before the school term finishes. And I'm sure there's a lot of those around the country, you know, especially spring, you know, the little lambs or the little calves that they've been rearing. So it could be another great opportunity as well. But you're right, you know, it could be anyone that could come along and is sort of sees like, hey, this really resonates. This charity really resonates with me, and if I can just do any little part to support, obviously, you know, you're very keen to have them on board.
Absolutely.
They don't have to be someone who's currently competing in the Celebrity Treasure Island or anything like that.
No.
One of our colleagues is involved in another national charity, and they were just so stoked through the Brain Tumor Support Trust, and they were so stoked when Christian Cullen said he was going to have that charity as his charity while he was on Treasure Island. So they were like, wow, that's fantastic. He obviously had a family connection to someone who had a brain tumor, and you just don't know who's out there and who would be keen to be a champion of your cause.
Absolutely.
Really great. We were also talking off here about some of the amazing sponsors and different organisations. And so, Zalara, you're probably just going to give a bit of a plug out to them.
Yeah, look, we couldn't do what we do without them. Their support is invaluable. So, yeah, we've got a huge range of supporters and rural organisations that support us. We've got, you know, Pāmu, Beef and Lamb, Rabobank, and... to name only a few, and their support is massively invaluable from on the ground through to just helping us spread the word, you know, using their channels and networks to share our messaging has been fabulous.
That's great. And it's not a massive amount you're asking from them, is it? Like you say, just for them to be able to utilise their own networks to share the message across.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes that's all it takes. You know, whether that's, you know, on there, if they've got some social media platforms, or whether it's something on their website, they might, you know, take a story about Meet the Need and put it on there.
And I think that's the key thing is collaboration. So for us, it's about who we can collaborate and work with. And that doesn't necessarily mean, you know, what needs to change in hands. As a charity, you know, we're really strong in that social media space and connecting with our farmers, and they're doing the same. So it's just spreading the word that little bit further and making it easy for everyone.
Isn't it amazing with the technology now, how you've just said, you know, being able to utilise social media, the fact that you two are based in the Waikato, and
yes.
it's a national sort of charity founded in the South Island, obviously.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing the reach that it has, hasn't it? And so then obviously the same with your producers all around the country, your supporters all around the country. It's such an amazing tool that we now have to support us. It also has its downsides, but that's another story for another radio show. No, that's cool. And I was just having a look through an article that I took off your website about you, and just some of the things, like you're saying, contribute to positive agricultural-led initiatives like the New Zealand's Rural Telethon, the Big Feed.
Yes.
I didn't even know there was such a thing.
Yes. Yeah. So 2 years, we've done it for 2 years, and I guess it's just bringing back, part of the idea was really bringing back the fun side of, you know, a telethon, what a telethon used to be. And it's just fantastic. Everyone got involved on board, you know, online, playing games and challenges. And it's just about having fun and raising those meals for those families in need has been fantastic.
Mm. So do you know if they're doing another one at some stage? Or
Nothing planned at this point. We're just working through what that is. I think, you know, we're just focusing on the current climate and environment and just playing it by ear at this point. I think for us right now, we just want to get in front of more people and network. So we're planning some regional lunches and get-togethers coming up sort of in November. So we can just get out there in the community with everyone. And I think, you know, going back to, we're not asking for a lot, so whatever you can give, every little bit counts and makes a huge impact. So whether that is the $3 text or whether it is a lamb, yeah, we just want to make sure that everyone knows. And our donors can really see the impact that they are making to the families in need and what we hear from our food banks and our recipients.
And, of course, unfortunately, that need is getting even greater. You know, obviously, the current economic times that we're all, you know, sort of working through at the moment. And I'm sure that it's going to get worse before it gets better out there. And I think this is just an amazing, you know, scheme that's been put together. And the basics of food as well, meat, which, you know, I've been along to a few food banks and donated to some food bank drives, but obviously it's all that food that, you know, the cans or the boxes, you know, your tea, cereals, whatever it might be, but it's not been that sort of fresh sort of, you know, especially protein-based food. So
yes.
There was obviously definitely a real need out there. Let's use that pun again.
Yeah.
And just that niche market, and I think it's just fantastic what they've come up with. And so I think there's a big shout out there for, especially across our mighty Waikato region, very renowned for its farming background, and even Taranaki, which is where I originally come from, to get a lot more of our farmers on board, as you say, maybe just that lamb or that calf, or, you know, if you breed them right through, to be able to maybe come on board and be a supporter in some way would be fantastic. Yeah. Hey, Danielle, I'm going to put you on the spot now.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I know this is only a fairly new role for you, coming on board with Meet the Need, but maybe just ask a little bit about, you know, your journey into your here. You know, sort of what interests you in taking on the board, the role that you have got?
Yeah, absolutely. So just really passionate about community sector and making a difference, and have kind of followed my career a bit up and down through that pathway with grant funders and that side of things and sponsorship at huge companies. So, yeah, a couple of years ago, my husband and I went farming ourselves, took on a block just out of Gordington towards Morrinsville, and that just really opened my eyes to the rural sector more than I had been before. Got to know our neighbours, other people in the community, and just was blown away by how forthcoming, kind, and just willing to help farmers were and are. And when this role came up, I was just like, wow, this is kind of feels like all my paths crossing in one place. And absolutely. Just love the opportunity to get to connect with people and use a variety of skills with my own little background and passion, as farming's my second job or third job probably. So yeah, no, it's really great to be part of this team.
Hey, that's fantastic. Great to hear. And Zalara, yourself, maybe a little bit about your journey to how you've got here.
So I guess, I mean, we've been in New Zealand now 14 years, coming out from South Africa, and immersed ourselves into the dairy sector initially. So I had a role with Dairy Women's Network there, and just absolutely fell in love. I think, like Danielle says, the passion and the love that farmers have for what they are doing is absolutely incredible. And along the way, I then followed, Siobhan and Wayne setting up Meet the Need. And so when the opportunity came around, when I saw the role, I needed to apply, needed to be part of, knowing that every day we're making such a big impact to those families, all led by farmers.
Yeah. And what you've just said there really resonates about, being able to give back and the impact that you're able to make both in your jobs, and I know myself and my colleagues at Community Waikato as well, and all of those other amazing people out there working in the sector. They're all passionate. They all want to sort of, give back or sort of see how they can help to provide more of opportunities out there and support our people that are really in need at the moment, indeed. And being an ex-dairy farmer myself from Taranaki, here we go. The three of us have all got some sort of connection into the rural industry, and I can definitely see why you've both moved this way. So we're nearly running out of time, and I suppose it's just really finally, again, just a big shout out to both Siobhan and Wayne for the, seeing the need and looking at wanting to set this up and bringing an amazing group of board members together and staff like yourselves. So it's fantastic. So probably, again, for any of our listeners or anyone who knows of someone who might be interested, so any of our prospective farmers, producers, anyone wanting to be a champion, just a last minute plug, how they go about making contact with you.
Yeah, head onto our website. There's a donate button form there. There's a request form if you're needing, if it's a food bank. And then also there's details for a champion form there. So just head over to the website or give us a call. We'd love to have a chat.
And the website again is?
www.meattheneed.org.
All right. Okay. I'm sure our listeners are not going to forget that website in a hurry, are they? But if so, make sure you just write that down, and or also the text number if you want to text. So $3 towards the charity.
2662.
2662. All right. So listeners out there, that's your challenge there, just to get onto your phone right now and text to 2662, and you've given that $3 donation straight away to meet their need. All right, well, that's bringing us to an end of the show. So, Zalara and Danielle, thank you very much for coming in this morning and talking with me and sharing everything around the charity Meet the Need.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you. It's been fabulous, Roseanne.
Our pleasure. All right. Thank you, everyone. Ka kite.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.